Hey Disney fan, have you ever wanted to know how we make the magic? Or maybe what's happening at Disney every single week? Well, have we got the podcast for you. This is D23 Inside Disney. I'm Sherry from Oh My Disney.
I'm Jeffrey from D23.
I'm Candace from Radio Disney.
And we are taking you inside Disney. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you guys
too.
Jeffrey, I saw on your Instagram you did all of the Walt Disney World things. Tell us about it.
I really did try to do every single thing that we've talked about over the last few months. So yes, it was awesome. Over 4 days, I crammed in a lot. I hit all three new Epcot movies, the Beauty and the Beast sing-along with Angela Lansbury hosting. And it is so funny. It has an unexpected LeFou turn. I don't want to ruin it for everyone. But it definitely had some new footage and was very, very funny. But all right, fine. We're going to tell you. We learned that it was really LeFou who got Belle and Beast together.
No way.
I know. It's true. It's true. So if you want to see how that all happened, you can catch that at Epcot in the France Pavilion. I watched Awesome Planet, hosted by Ty Burrell. And
I love Ty Burrell.
He's so great. And he's cool. He's a great host for it. And they do all these amazing in-theater visuals that, you know, give you that sort of 4D experience. Canada Far and Wide, You Can't Go Wrong with Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, fun.
And the footage is just always so beautiful.
Love
them. I went to the Epcot Experience, which was put together by our pal Michael Hungen and in the team of Walt Disney Imagineers. They do such incredible projection mapping in there. Definitely a must-see at the Odyssey. I headed to the Riviera Resort, the new DVC property there.
Which is
gorgeous. The details, the artwork, it is so beautiful. There are these mosaics that are so expansive, they create an entire archwork of artwork. Hey, look what I did there. Beautiful. Peter Pan and Tangled. And at the top, there's a restaurant called Topolinas Terrace where they do a character breakfast. And the characters all have new outfits. And I'm not normally like,
breakfast.
That's me too. They're adorable. The pictures I got were just fantastic. I rode the Skyliner all over the place.
I watched your video of that, like in like speed, whatever that mode is, where it just plays really fast. And it was so cool. I was like, I want to be there.
It was amazing. The views you get are just stunning. I rode my favorite, the People Mover at Magic Kingdom. And from there, you can see all the incredible progress that they're making on the Tron coaster that's going to be in Tomorrowland.
Can't wait for that.
Amazing. And of course, the main reason that I went, I got to see my pal Heidi Blickenstaff perform with Gavin Lee in the Epcot Festival of the Arts with the Disney on Broadway series. They were amazing.
Cool.
I watched their two. Then I got to see the two of them with Kissy Simmons and Alton White Fitzgerald. I even caught the very first show with my pals, Kara Lindsay and Kevin Massey. They were awesome. They're going to be there for a few more weeks. And then Josh Strickland and Ashley Brown get there and a whole bunch more people. It's playing for the next... Yes.
You were there for four days.
For 4 days.
What? Did you sleep?
Barely.
Ooh. Wow.
And I had the Pop-Tart at Festival of the Arts.
You did?
It's so good.
My mom just posted about that on her social media, and I was like, Mom, do you want to go? Do you want to take me?
I think you need to.
Retire people?
You do need to. Sherry, you could eat around the world there. It was fabulous.
That sounds amazing.
All right. That was a lot of me. Candace, any Disney stuff recently?
No, I've just been like in BTS world. They're like the biggest band in the world. The K-pop group, if you haven't heard of them, they've just been in town doing TV appearances and interview for Radio Disney. And that's been my life this week. It's been so good.
How was your interview?
Great. Well, you can actually see the whole thing. We're going to post the full interview video soon.
Well, speaking of cool interviews, later we get to talk to Michael Vargo, who is the VP of D23. We got to hear all about Jeffrey's World.
That's true.
Ooh, well, Jeffrey's World.
Yes. Jeffrey's.
There's a new series.
I feel like you hear enough about it here. Like it can be Michael's World. But first, big exciting news. They announced the date of the return of Star Wars The Clone Wars coming on Disney Plus on February 21st. And actually,
hooray,
something else I did in Disney World.
Oh my gosh.
I had dinner with my pal Ashley Eckstein, who voices Ahsoka Tana on the show.
She's the best.
Let's try to get her on the show.
Okay. Yeah.
She's awesome. But for those who don't know, Dave Filoni, who was one of the creatives on The Mandalorian, oversees the show and is back for the show's final season, which explores all the events that led up to Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. Very exciting. So tune in, Disney Plus, February 21st. And in other Star Wars news, they announced that Star Wars Day at Sea will be back next year, 2021, with Galactic Adventures. There's going to be 9 sailings.
And you'll be going to everyone, I assume?
I'm going to try. You know what? I have never done a Star Wars Day at Sea or a Marvel Day at Sea, and they both look so cool.
I'm so disappointed. I thought you had done it all.
Sorry. No, you berated me last time for not going to Aulani before. I've got to leave something to aspire to. Ashley is actually on Star Wars Day at Sea right now as we're talking, and it's going to be on the Disney Fantasy again in 2021. And of course, characters like Chewbacca, C-3PO, R2-D2, Darth Vader, Stormtroopers, Bounty Hunters, and Jawas all make appearances. It's very, very cool.
Gang's all there.
It's great because you still get all the Disney that you love from a Disney cruise, but you get this one amazing immersive day where everything is Star Wars. It's very, very, very cool.
Love it. Wow.
Well, and sailing into theaters pretty soon.
Oh my God.
I just did that.
Well, sailing to pretty soon is Mulan.
Yay.
We just got a brand new TV spot and 6 new character posters from the movie.
They're beautiful.
They are.
The TV spot, there are 2 moments I just want to point out gave me the most chills. One, when Mulan says, "It is my duty to protect my family." Oh,
yeah.
Man, living for that. And then when she lets down her hair. Oh, so epic.
That's a great moment.
Cannot wait for that. So that comes to theaters March 27th. Check it out. Cannot wait. So looking onward, sailing into theaters.
Boom.
Disney and Pixar's Onward. For a limited time, beginning February 7th, guests at Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and on the Disney Cruise Line can catch a special glimpse at scenes from the newest Pixar Animation Studios film, Onward, which opens March 6th. And if you didn't see it on the Disney Parks blog, there's a video of Octavia Spencer, who's in Onward, giving a special message about this new sneak peek that's at the Disney Parks.
Yeah, I love her.
She's so amazing. Cool.
She's amazing. So if you haven't seen that, go to check out our friends at Disney Parks blog for that.
Yes. Speaking of the parks, I am so excited for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, just so you guys know. There was actually a new Tokyo Go poster that was unveiled. So they're doing these posters to count down to the opening of the attraction, which is March 4th at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So if you can picture this, if you haven't seen it, it's basically Mickey hanging on as tight as he can to like a speeding commuter train. And it's just really cool. So these are all inspired by the attraction where you basically enter the new Mickey Mouse cartoon short, Perfect Picnic. And if you want to see the posters, they're going to be displayed at the Chinese Theater where the attraction is. And Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway actually opens at Disneyland in 2022. And sidebar, when we were there for the Star Wars attraction opening, we kind of got a little sneak peek of the ground
where that's going to be.
So I'm excited.
Mm. Me too. In other exciting Disney news, we just got the new trailer for the Disney Pixar short Lamp Life, which starts streaming this Friday on Disney Plus. So I don't know if you guys caught the trailer, but it basically goes into Bo Peep's story, what happened to her after Toy Story 2 and before Toy Story 4. So we get to see what happened to her and her sheep and where her life has taken her.
Billy Goat and Gruff.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Me too.
I actually watched it on the flight to Walt Disney World
again. You're kidding.
I did. As you should.
It's a great film. So in Lamp Life, we get to see her whole story, how she ended up at Second Chance Antiques, where she meets Giggle McDimples, voiced by our friend Ali Maki.
Woohoo!
Duke Kaboom and Gabby Gabby.
And Gabby Gabby.
Yeah.
In other short news, it happened in between our tapings, and we didn't mention it last week, but we would be remiss to not mention that Short Circuit, the series of shorts created by Walt Disney Animation Studios, premiered last week on Disney Plus. I downloaded the full season. If you have not already watched...
I haven't watched it. It's on my watch list.
Every little 2 to 3 minute segment is easily laugh and tear inducing.
Ugh.
Puddles was maybe my favorite. I don't want to call favorites, though, but I really love Puddles. It's great. It's about a boy and I think his older sister. It's never made clear. They go out to play after it's been raining. She is obsessed with her cell phone. He discovers that the puddles, when you jump into a puddle, it leads you maybe to another place. And it's very, very cool. Beautiful. The animation in all of them is great. Lightning in a Bottle is stunning.
How's Drop?
Oh, Drop was great.
I'm excited about that one.
Drop was great. There's not a bad thing to be said about any of them. They're all terrific.
So cool.
I think everyone will have something that they love. And Cycles, which was originally created as a VR experience, they actually turned it into a short for this. And it's also very, very moving about the cycles of life. And it's very, very heartfelt. And all of them on Disney Plus are preceded by a little intro from the creator of the short.
Wow.
So you get to hear a little bit more about them, which for me helped me really appreciate the quality of these shorts even more.
Totally. Wow. Can't wait to watch them.
Something else I can't wait to watch is season two of Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings.
Yes. Ooh, yes. Yeah.
They announced the premiere date. If you don't know what this basically documents weddings, engagements, honeymoons, and anniversaries, all hosted at different Disney destinations. It was on Freeform before, but now it's on Disney Plus. They're going to premiere the season on Valentine's Day. Why don't we talk about Valentine's Day like every week on the show for some reason?
It's the new Christmas.
It is.
It is.
Well, the new season features an underwater proposal this time around, a musical flash mob, a trip to a glacier. That's an interesting spot. I hope that's like a, I don't know if it's a wedding or an engagement just yet, but
I'm pretty sure it's an Alaska voyage on a Disney cruise line. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
All right. Musical guests and of course Disney Magic, all coordinated with Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings and Honeymoons team.
And it's hosted by the amazing Twitch and Allison Holker, who are the most adorable couple.
They are. I hope they dance in this.
Oh. Me too.
They should dance in every episode.
They pretty much should. All right, I am incredibly excited because we have not only someone who's got one of the coolest jobs at the company, but someone I get to work with every single day, my friend Mike Vargo, Vice President of D23.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
So happy to have you here.
Yes.
So you've been with the company for more than 25 years. That is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. I know, celebrating 28 years in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how your Disney journey started?
How much time do we have? There's so much. I actually started down at Disneyland as a entertainment performer. And was there for...
Wait, what did you perform in?
Well, I was friends with some character friends.
Oh,
let's
my
just
gosh.
Say that.
Ooh. I was friends with some character friends.
I know. I know. We have to trade stories here. So,
what did you perform in?
A lot of the meet and greet locations around the park.
Fun.
And some of the little parades that we had, cavalcades, we called them at the time. So
fun.
It was a lot of fun. And was there for a couple of years. I loved being in the park. It was such a great experience. From there, I started to travel around with the characters around the world. We actually took Mickey to hospital visits and ribbon cutting ceremonies and all of that. So that was a lot of fun.
What were you doing when you did that?
I was like a character lead, we called it, special events coordinator. So we were out in the field organizing all the logistics and everything with character appearances. And it was a lot of fun. Got to see some great places and meet some people from, all over the world. It was really, really exciting. Been wearing many hats since. Worked in TV productions down at Disneyland for a number of years. Worked in special events for quite a long time, actually. That's how I ended up moving into D23, working on many of the D23 events. So
he's selling himself short. So he's been a part of D23 since the very beginning. He was integral to our very first D23 Expo off the ground. He and his team just have always been incredible. And so I can say, as someone who's been with D23 since the start, when Mike was promoted into his role running D23, we knew we were going to be, and that the fan club was going to be, in terrific hands, because Mike has such a deep love and passion for the company as well as the fans and the product. It was a seamless and fantastic transition.
Thank you. It's been an incredible journey. And, that first expo back in 2009 was quite different than what it is today.
Yeah.
And it's great to see how that event has grown and expanded. And it's really been a lot of fun.
And you've been able to really grow with the company. I mean, that's a very big journey.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic career. And you're right, Jeffrey, I have the best job in the world. It's a lot of fun. And I get to work with some fantastic people. And what's so special about the job that we do now with D23 is we not only get to work with these great creative people and intelligent, smart folks, but we also now get to go out and meet directly with the fans and the guests and see their response and get their reaction. So that's really exciting. So you can see everything that you've been working hard on over the years, really in that guest-facing role as well. So totally. It's really great.
Jeffrey keeps us up to speed, obviously, on all things D23. Yeah. But can you talk about some of the perks of membership?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many great things. And to be a gold member of D23 is a very special experience. There's so many different benefits and perks that come with membership. You know, we get this beautiful quarterly publication that Jeffrey is very involved in. We're always working on the next couple of issues in advance. And it's a beautiful coffee table publication, only available to gold members. We have lots of different discounts and offers that we provide to our members throughout the year. And they get to go to many cool events, special things that no one else gets to experience. And so we're very honored to put some of those events together throughout the year. And we also do a wonderful annual gift for everyone. And, you know, last year was our 10-year anniversary, and we had a really cool gift that we put together for everyone, which was pretty hard to top. And this year, I think we've done it. So if you haven't seen it, it's really amazing. It's a collection of fantastic worlds is what we're calling it. And it's real and imaginary places that Disney has been or going to. And it's a box full of postcard sets and pin sets and this really cool map of all these great imaginary and real places. You can just spend hours checking out this map. It's really incredible. And there's like 23 hidden Mickeys on there. There's just so much to explore.
Hidden Oswald, I heard.
And an Oswald, yes.
Nice.
Lots of little hidden little things in there. It's fun.
You've been involved since almost the beginning. You've gotten to go to many D23 events and had many experiences. What would have been a couple of the highlights throughout the years?
For D23, oh my gosh, where do you start? There's so many. You know, going back to Marceline, Missouri last year was very special. Actually, it was the year before. I'm losing track of my time already. But so this is the roots of Walt and Roy and his whole family there in Marceline. And it was really special to go back to the place where they all grew up and see the family farm and the home and the school that they attended. And the town itself and the people there are just so genuine and hospitable, and they really care about, you know, the family history there in Disney. And it was really special to go back and experience that firsthand, because I've heard so many wonderful stories around that. And of course, all the D23 expos, each one just is a very special experience, and they're different every time, and working with all the different businesses around the company and all the partners that we have here, it's really a great experience.
Wow. Well, in addition to the million hats that you've worn and currently wear, you also oversee the Walt Disney Archives. What is that like?
I do. What a special job I really do have when you think about that. And the Walt Disney Archives is just a treasure trove of these wonderful assets that we've collected over the years. And working with that team, they're just brilliant. And I'm jealous of their job, because they get to see and touch and experience some really cool objects and dig up some really great things that not too many people get to see, you know, and it's very special. And this year they're actually celebrating their 50th anniversary. It was 50 years ago this coming June that Dave Smith founded the Walt Disney Archives. So
Wow. We're
going to be doing lots of different celebrations around that this year, including opening our exhibit at the Bowers Museum in Orange County in March. It's an exhibit that's coming from Japan. And so it's first time making its U.S. debut. We're very excited about it.
So in all of your work on the archives, is there a specific treasure that you've unearthed that is so special to you, or something that you've found that you didn't know existed?
You know, funny you ask. I know this sounds kind of odd, but one funny thing that I discovered that I absolutely loved, and it was talking with Becky Klein. She gave me a tour of some of our archives facilities, and we came across this box full of Halloween masks from way back when, and there were these plastic Halloween masks, and there were some of them that I had as a kid.
No way!
And I'm dating myself, I know, but back in the day, you used to buy Halloween costumes in a box, and they came with a plastic mask and this plastic suit. I had some of those, and they had them in the Walt Disney Archives, and it all just came back to my childhood. So that was pretty special. So many treasures there, though, but that was one that kind of stands out.
How cool.
So cool. What's something that would maybe surprise people about your job?
Oh, I think the number of hats that I wear. So okay, not only
million.
Do...
Sherry said it was over a million.
A million and one.
Not where only, do you keep all this?
I know. It's a lot. That's why I don't have any hair left. But, not only oversee D23 and the Walt Disney Archives, but I also oversee our corporate creative group, which means we produce about 300 events a year.
Wow.
For our corporate departments. We also have a creative agency that I oversee that does a lot of video production work, graphic design work, a lot of the work that goes into D23 and all of these different events and programs that we do. So I think that might be the most surprising thing is, it's a lot more. No, no.
Okay.
Sleep's for after retirement. So I got a long way to go.
Fair enough.
You touched on some of the D23 events. Now, I was told by our friends over at D23, you were going to break some major D23 event news for us here today.
Yes, we love our events. So late last year, we actually revealed our event lineup for 2020, and I'm actually excited to announce some of the official dates for some of these events that we're going to be doing and some new ones as well. So on March 14th, we're actually doing a Mickey's of Glendale shopping mixer, which is a very special store over in Glendale.
I love Mickey's of Glendale.
Right? Isn't that great? Over at the Walt Disney Imagineering campus. So we're opening the doors to D23 members on March 14th.
Nice.
We're also going back to Marceline. So one of my near dear events that I love so much with D23 on May 23rd. So it's an easy date to remember with the 2-3 there. And then we're going to do some D23 fun at the Disneyland After Dark Sweethearts Night just for D23 members.
Coming up soon.
In February, yes. And super excited because I love those After Dark events. I've been to a few of them and they're just a lot of fun. And then we're also doing a D23 member mixer in Raleigh, North Carolina. We love to get out and meet with members all over the country. I just actually came back from Alani a couple weeks ago and got to meet with some members there. And so we're bringing a little D23 fun to Raleigh in March. And I'm excited to announce for the first time here, exclusively for our D23 Gold members, we are sending them to the red carpet premiere of The Call of the Wild in Hollywood.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Really cool.
Right?
I love that trailer. I can't wait to see that movie.
So much fun. Same. Super excited about that. So I think they're going to have a blast.
Wow. Red carpet treatment all the way.
That's right.
Are there any other events that you're really looking forward to this year?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Destination D, we're knee-deep in planning, which is our signature event that we host in Walt Disney World, and that will take place in November. And it's all going to be about fantastic worlds, kind of tying back to our member gift that we put out earlier this year. So we're very excited and lots of surprises in store for that. We'll be doing some announcements throughout the year to get everyone excited about that as well. And lots of screenings and member mixers and all kinds of fun stuff in store for us.
Wow. Sounds like 2020 will be jam-packed with all kinds of fun, and we'll hear about it from Jeffrey.
That's right.
You can always go to d23.com to see the member gift, to see our listing of events, to see all the benefits of being a fantastic D23 member, general or gold family.
That's right.
How was that, Mike? Did I do okay?
Nailed it.
Well, we always end every guest interview by asking, what is your favorite Disney memory? And you've had 28 years here, so I'm sure it's hard to pick just one.
That is
the
hardest question. Yes, agreed. It is very difficult. And so many memories with Disney, even as a kid growing up and going to Disneyland all of the time. There's so many different memories of it. Working here, meeting my wife was very special. We've been married now 25 years this year.
Wow, congratulations.
We met at Disney. Disney brought us together. You know, there's so many fantastic memories, events that I've got to experience and people that I got to meet. Being part of the Shanghai Disneyland grand opening was very special to be there in this, incredible country. And the culture and seeing that park come alive was really an incredible experience. I have to say that pretty much is at the top of the list.
That's nice.
Very nice.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
I'm surprised you had time for us.
Of course, yes.
You got to put on your million and one hats.
D23, near and dear to my heart. Love it. And it's very special. We're excited for the year. So thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
I'm a breaking news junkie, so the fact that he just gave us some exclusive info, I'm so stoked about that.
I know, D23 events coming all around the country.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thanks again for listening to D23 Inside Disney, and don't forget to like and share this episode wherever you listen or subscribe, and if you want to chat with us, hashtag D23 Inside Disney.
And for all the latest Disney info, don't forget to check out D23.com.
And as always, we'll be back next week with more Disney news and a fantastic guest on an all-new episode of D23...
Inside Disney.